Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Friday, welcome to Friday as we dive into winter. We're winning at this stage, I think. I think we're winning. What do you think? 1300 01 1170 to have your say. However you're listening, maybe in Sydney through 1170 in Sydney, 693 Brisbane, 1620 the Gold Coast, the app, the podcast. However you're tuning in, we are so blessed to have your company. Let us know where you're listening from around the world. Social media at Joel Fletch SEN, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. At Joel Fletch SEN, that's the same handle. Coming up on the show, Roosters NRLW former captain Corbin Baxter, who's coming back, by the way, to talk about all things State of Origin last night in the women's State of Origin. A record crowd. We were there out there at Combank Stadium. And Jimmy Smith with the call. It was fantastic. SEN, of course, getting behind all these great sports. Brett Phillips to talk all things Roland Garros. And Shawnee Armour with the coal miner before he jets off to France on Monday, the lucky bugger. NRL on 9, host Danica Mason. We're looking forward to her joining us throughout the coverage as well. And you make the show. Best contributor, Signet Boost Powerbank valued at $45. A Signet Boost Powerbank will keep your phone, tablet and earbuds powered 24-7. You need your earbuds powered 24-7, Socks. I noticed you in the car with your earbuds in. Why does your radio not work?
Can I laugh about you and Archipelago and Roland Garros? Is that a bloke you know?
Roland. Roland. The Living End sang a good song called Roll On. But Roland Garros, Brady Phillips is going to join us on this Friday. It is a Friday, so come on. Yeah. We've had a big week.
Let's stay sharp. I've been excited about today. I've had a breakfast this morning with the SEN crew and partners.
Did you?
Which involved the boss, Hutchie.
Yes.
So I had to be prepared and ready for that.
How would you rate your performance?
About 15 minutes late, just barnstorming in. Yep. Pretty good. Bear's Head was there.
Yeah.
So who looked dusty, Bear's Head. Gee whiz,
he looked dusty.
Oh, yeah.
He said, did he?
He come up to me and he goes, I've been at a 50th and we started drinking at 8 a.m. on the golf course. I said, mate, I can smell it. Get away from me. Sit over there. But no, he was good. He was talking all things rugby league, and Hutchie, as he does, entertains a good crowd of people who sponsor the show and stakeholders. So, yeah, it was a good morning, but up early. I've been up. I'm ready to go, Shug. I'm excited for this show. It's Friday. Winter's days like this don't come around very often. As you said, we're winning.
Yep.
It's good to see you. Good to see Brooksy again. I haven't seen you since last week. And, of course, my favourite man, Marky. I want that wine report that we... Ooh. Yeah, have you had it yet or not?
I've not. Not because I don't want to, because I've not been well this week. So.
Now, you're back. I reckon you're back, tourist.
I think this is the best I've felt all week.
Yeah, I could see that.
I think we're here.
I could see that. Okay. So. But, of course, you make the show, 1300 01 1170, text 0457736. From the get-go, I want to talk about this. So I went and did some homework and research, and I said to the traders at Sportsbet, I said, can you tell me what the price was when Flegler had been sin-binned? So what was the price for New South Wales when Flegler had been sin-binned? So what you quite often find, and this is the same with the pro punters, when it comes to racing or in sports, they don't always look at the outcome. They look at how things may have been. So New South Wales, when Flegler gets binned with 8 minutes to go, it was a bit more than that, 12 minutes to go, but they came into $1.11, which means essentially all things being even, if we rewound ourselves back to that identical scenario, New South Wales with 8 minutes to go or 10 minutes to go, were a 90% chance of winning. Mm. And it just happened to be the 10% popped up on that roll of the dice. The 10% popped up. So you don't have to be so reactionary when you do things. Mm. It could have quite easily gone and should have gone New South Wales way, but it didn't. It didn't. But it doesn't mean that just because that 10% went against you, you have to throw everything out and start again. Mm. They, up until that point, New South Wales hadn't conceded a point for like an hour of rugby league.
In my opinion, lost the game in the first 12 minutes. We've scored two tries.
Yes.
But then again, I'm looking at that Blues team and I'm thinking in the last 10 minutes, this is where I need my most experienced halfback to stand up and ice the game.
Yep.
You know, kick on the fourth, kick the corners, and just make them dig it out of their own end.
Yep.
It just, the mind boggles how we, when I say we, New South Wales lost that game by 8 points. And I think, you know, if that had been a different halfback for New South Wales, I think people would have been just slamming him. But yep. I feel like he's just sort of just stayed under the radar, Nathan Cleary. I know there's a lot of talk around the team and Fittler and the synergy of all the Penrith picks. Happy Coruscant is very good, but I hate to say it, I pinpointed on Nathan. You get all the glory when you win at halfback, but I think he didn't ice the game when he had to in that last 10 minutes. Just quite rightly, as you said, being a $1.11 chance, we shouldn't have lost from there.
Yeah, but we did. But we did, and that's fine. But it doesn't mean they were so dominant for an hour. They got everything back. If you dismiss that first 10 minutes, which is obviously hard to do, you throw in Latrell, you don't need to throw out 8 people for this game, is all I'm saying. And the other thing, we need to, this is my own opinion, and I'm interested in what the listeners think, 1300 01 1170. In my opinion, can we play, and I said this before Origin 1, can we drop off on the chat around Nicho Hynes being the 5'8"? I'm the greatest Nicho Hynes supporter and have been. This time last year, I tipped him to be the Dally M medalist, but no one else was tipping him. So I love Nicho Hynes. But what I'm saying, Socky, is Nicho Hynes at his very best to win a Dally M, he's getting the most Dally M points per game this year as a player. He's basically playing the role of Cleary. He's the Pied Piper. He's the main playmaker. He's playing right side. So for me, unless Cleary is out, that's Nicho's spot. And I know he's going great and all those sorts of things, but he's not the 5'8". It is too big a risk. Cody Walker is absolutely flying, one of the best 5'8s we've ever seen. Matt Burton plays on the left-hand side as a half. We need to be thinking that before we think, if you were looking for an alternative to Jerome Luai, which I don't believe we need to do. But it's starting to ember away. You need to consider what is the actual role of the player. And Nicho's actual role at his best is very, very similar to the role given to Nathan Cleary.
I cannot believe over the last 48 hours how much chopping and changing everyone wants to do with this side. We're in June is the time where American sports like NHL and NBA, they have their squads, they go and try and play for this tournament, right? Whether it's the Stanley Cup or the Larry O'Brien Trophy. You see the same with Origin. It's 3 games. You've got to win 2 of them. They pick a squad. I want my team, New South Wales, to use that squad. I don't want chopping and changing. I want some of those guys in Adelaide that go, give me another shot to go back up to Brisbane. Instead of bringing in 4 or 5 new guys and doing the same training drills with 5 new guys trying to bring them into this squad, pick your 18, pick your 20 and ride them for the 3 games. We've got journos writing about people coming in and out. We've got people on radio talking about, let's change this, change that. Stick and ride with these guys for the 3 games. That's been our problem, the chopping and changing. Stick with these legends. These guys are absolute superstars.
Yeah.
Let's ride them the 3 games. We just saw a team nearly come back from 3-0 down and win a series. Like, that's what we want right now. We want those guys to come do it. And win game 2 up in Brizzy, come back and go, we can win this now. You showed us that you want us to go and win game 2 and then come back down and win game 3. That's what I want as a Blues fan. I don't want chopping and changing. No. We have so much talent, Shug.
Yeah.
But we have in that 20-man squad that we've picked.
We also dominated the game.
Love it, Brooksy, by the way. I'm getting goosebumps.
When I say
here.
We go into Queensland, but but we're speaking on behalf of New South Wales. But we did dominate most of the game, so you can't throw everything out.
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, Shug.
Exactly right. Fletch came up with that saying.
Did he?
Yeah.
Done it once.
Yeah.
Happy him.
He probably did.
He's got a massive head. Still hasn't reduced the swelling.
That's exactly right. Exactly right how it happened. But the only thing I would change is, I just think there's a disconnect in the way that Tedesco and Cleary play. I wouldn't change Tedesco because you need Tedesco. But when it comes to the green zone, so I'll give you an example. Reece Walsh played, ran for about half the metres and carries at Teddy, but he managed to come up with 2 try assists. And Latrell Mitchell does that in a similar fashion as well. They won't run out the same metres. And many of those metres are in the green zone where I reckon Nathan Cleary's got his eye on, okay, he's playing a bit of chess, let's go there, let's go there. Whereas Teddy might be playing a bit of pinball.
I think
pinball and chess don't really, they're very different games, you know what I mean?
I've never tried to play them at once.
Yeah.
I can barely play chess. But I think Teddy, and you can see it at times with the Roosters, I think overplays his hand. There's times there when he's running through the middle of the field and he wants to play one out, but he's running into the three or four biggest blokes in the Queensland side, you know. And again, I'm a fan of Jimmy Tedesco, and yeah. I want him, like much like Brooks, to go up and change his form. But it's all about picking and choosing your times and moments to go. I think he's just trying so hard to try and create a line rate, create a try assist, that he's overplaying his hand.
Yeah.
And I think Reece Walsh, for all his inexperience, showed a lot of class in his performance, and you know, it was a big reason why they ended up winners on the night.
This won't happen, but a hypothetical I'll throw to you and the listener. Teddy's greatest strength at the moment is his just work ethic. You know, he's going to punch out 20 carries without any complaint.
Mm.
In the Fair Dinkum Stakes, how would this team actually look if you had Latrell Mitchell at fullback, Tedesco on one wing, Brian To'o on the other wing, the carries coming forward for that? You've got Campbell Graham in the centres, and then Tommy Trbojevic, or if he's not fit, Matty Burton, and away we go. Is that not something that... It won't happen, because when you're outside the tent, that's how you can look at it. But when you're inside the tent, you've got relationships. He's your captain. You know, we're all in on the... So it's hard to do.
Yeah. I think... I'm in the Brooks... I'm falling in behind Brooks in saying, look, I'm going to give this team the opportunity to fail and say, right, learn your lessons and right your wrongs for the next opportunity. So you go back, you look at the game, it'll be tough viewing, but they're going to have to go up there and do what no team's done before when being one down and win up in Brisbane and Queensland. So how they navigate that is, you know, they're going to have to come up with something special. But is that the group to do it? I believe so. But they still need to hold themselves accountable.
So.
And at times their attack looked very clunky, and I do believe that there's, you know.
But do you think it looked clunky because we've got one player trying to play chess and another one's playing pinball?
Potentially. But that's for them to decide and work out what's going on through the middle of the field. It just didn't seem like there was a lot of synergy, and that's one of the big reasons why they've gone down the Panther route of picking a lot of players who, you know, I guess have got that synergy between them, but it just didn't seem that way.
Stack of calls. Let's get to it. 1300 01 1170. You make the show. Let's go to Luke from Adelaide, who was the game. Hey, Lukey.
Hey, Shug, how are you?
Good, Lukey. What have you found, mate?
I was at the game Wednesday night. Mm. Loved the game. I was watching. I actually said to my missus, I was sitting there, and I said, look, he's just put Nicho Hynes in on the centre, in the right centre position, and he doesn't normally play there. And then, sure enough, this was in the last 10 minutes or so, Munster's seen that as well, and he's gone straight for him, I reckon. He's gone straight down Nico's side,
yep.
And instead of marking his men, it looked like Nicho sort of came in or sort of collapsed a little bit, and then all of a sudden Munster's just taken off and set up Hammer for the try, and that I think that turned it, mate. Like that. Other than that, we were on top.
Yep.
for probably 20-30. I know you've said this before, Shug. Because I was listening to you talking about it yesterday, but it blows me away how many Queenslanders want to have an opinion on the Blues team and how they want us to chop and change. I agree with Brooksy in that we should just stick with the team, but make better decisions in how we place our players. Because I know, like Queensland, they had players out of position, but we had a guy whose defence obviously wasn't up to the task, sitting in a centre position. Now, centres these days, they've got to be good defenders, right? You look at Campbell Graham, he's one of the best defenders. I mean, I'm a Bunnies man, but he's one of the best defenders in the league. So you need to think about even putting a second rower in the centres instead of having, like, you know, a halfback.
Luke. The halfback position is very, very hard, or the 5'8", very, very different decisions you have to make. And I did say this, Socky, yesterday, but I do appreciate we're calling a game. And my immediate thought, as soon as Flegler got binned for getting to Tommy Turbo, my immediate gut feel was, and it would have been so harsh on Nicho, was activate Burton, okay, who's played a lot of centre, almost one of Clive Churchill playing centre at the left-hand side, push Crichton back to his regular right-hand position.
Mm.
And that was my instinct, but I'm not in the furnace of a coach's box, and I can't imagine the stress and the pressure being there. But I don't recall once ever seeing Nicho Hynes defending in the centre position. I may be wrong. Anyway, we need to march on. We need to keep these short and sharp because there's 1,000 callers ready to have their say. Let's go to Ballarat where Chris is. Hey, Chris.
Afternoon, boys. I look at putting Hynes on the keep Hynes on the bench, put Burton into the six, and Trell back into the centres in place of Tommy, because if you have a backline issue with the centres going down, you can slide Burton back, Nicho into the half. If you've got the fullback, things like that, you've got Hynes used to play that role at the Storm.
Yep.
So if you have a look at what he did at the Storm, and you have a look at what, same with when Drinkwater's another one.
Yep.
They had to play everywhere. They even played in the back. There were times when Pappenhausen was going on at 13, even in 11 and 12, before he got that full-time role, and having to play at, 43 kilos dripping wet. The Storm players, and the ones who've been through the Storm system, are used to having to be a bit of a Swiss Army knife. And looking at the way Queensland was getting coached, it was the same thing. Apparently, at training months of Saturday, he goes, I defend on a wing. You get moved around because of head knocks.
Yeah.
Chris, that's true.
Yeah, that's true, Chris. But Queensland are going to be careful because of winning wallpaper. As I said, with 8 minutes to go, according to the actuaries and the probability people, New South Wales were a 90% chance of winning. So Queensland have got to be very careful of winning wallpaper, because to that point, if that was full-time, what have they done wrong? And all the heat's on them. So I just don't think the gap's that big. Chris, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jason from Penrith. Hello, Jason. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you?
Outstanding. Jace, what do you got, mate?
I've been listening to the show from the morning up until now, and I can't believe how much everyone's calling for players' heads, especially Tedesco. I think everyone's forgotten how much Tedesco has done for the Blues and, since he's gotten into the team. I don't know, when I was watching the game, I thought New South Wales were a better team. I'm a Queenslander supporter, and I thought New South Wales were a way better team on the night. It's just those little things that they couldn't do right to score a try. I think that was about it. The other thing that I when I was watching the game, I picked up was, I don't know why they stopped going towards Valentine Holmes' side, because every time they've gone down there, they've made a break. I think they actually scored a try on that side as well, but they kept going on Adokar and Trbojevic's side, but they weren't having any luck. So I think the game could have went
New
South Wales way if they were a little bit.
Definitely, Jason. Totally agree with that. And just with James Tedesco, he prides himself on that work ethic, 20 plus carries at club level at whatever, which is admirable. But I'd rather just say to Teddy, I just want 14. I want 14 carries out for you. Give us your best 14 and everything else. That's half as much, twice as good. We might slide into Dane, into the DMs of Dane from Yowie Bay. G'day, Danger.
Hello, guys. How are we? All right?
Good, Dane. What's happening?
No, nothing much. Look, I respectfully have to disagree with all of you.
Yeah, play on.
One of the greatest signs of what's the greatest sign of insanity, Sugar?
Doing
what?
So calling you, in you, the
you,
in
so you,
you're doing the same thing for
you. Respectfully disagree with us, do you, Dane? No, I'm only joking, Dane. You're allowed to disagree with us. Yeah, come on, mate. What do you got?
No, very, very quickly. I think it's your 14th man who needs to be replaced. Now, why the 14th man? No one's looking at Freddie. No one is. Look, he was outcoached. Slater is one of the best, if not the best, coach in rugby league. And if I was St. George, I'd be throwing money over fist to go and get him. Freddie has had numerous cracks at it. He has the best team on paper. His selections and where he put players in certain positions and when wasn't right. And now no one's talking about that. They're blaming players.
I disagree with that. A lot of people are talking about that, Dane.
Oh. You reckon?
I do reckon.
You got the telly on you at all?
Yeah.
You know, for what it's worth, Dane, I love Freddie. And you know what? I would I would sign the bloke for 10 years.
He seems like a lovely guy.
Mate, he's so good for Origin. He's so, him and Billy are so good for...
You'd sign Brad Fittler for 10 years.
I would. He's perfect for that job. But they're not going to lose this series. They're going to win this series.
But personalities aside, Sugar, you've got to pick who is the best coach to do that job. And my pick would be Fitz. I would get Fitzy in there or someone like that. Mate... Honestly, hard old head, shake things up.
I don't think you can coach it. I respectfully disagree with you, which is fine. That's what we love. But I don't believe you can have someone coaching a club lean these days. I love the fact that ever since we've moved to people standalone coaching for Origin, it adds more. They give more to the media. And you know what? I do believe Freddie is the best at all of that encompassing, as Billy is at the moment.
He likes walking on grass, and it sounds like you like smoking it. The
run home with Joel and Sock. Welcome back to the run home, Joel and Socky, on your Friday. The run home with Joel and Fletch. Signum Boost Power Bank valued at $45. Signum Boost Power Bank will keep your phone, tablet, and earbuds powered 24/7. That will go to the best contributor of the day, which is highly likely this bloke. Sorry, Robbie.
Ah, that's all right, Joel. Doc, how are you, boys?
Going great, legend. What's happening?
Joel, geez, you've had a busy week this week. I need to know, when you commentate the State of Origin and you've got Mark Carroll on the left-hand side of you, when Queensland score tries, is it dangerous to video with him? So I noticed he hits you a couple of times. And
bloody oath it is.
Not good.
No, I love the passion.
I love the passion. He's great, Mark Carroll. I want to ask a couple of questions to Sock. But Sock, firstly, can you just turn to your right, Sock, and say to Mark, don't play the Oscars music on Rob, please?
Yeah, I can, but how do you know he's sitting onto the right? This is a bit scary. You're here with us.
Because I've seen the studio.
Okay, good.
He sits on the...
opposite me. I've seen
the studio.
All right.
Yeah, a couple of things, Socky... Yeah, get on with it. Your favourite premier resigned this week,
Sophie. Oh, I did, yeah.
Mark.
Mark Miguel. I'm too tired to do my job anymore. You know, while he rinses every other premier in the state for doing exactly the same thing. Good on you, mate. You shut the borders. It couldn't have been much easier. Oh, jeez. You're sort of sadder figure in politics than him walking with his head down like it was so tough. Take your pension. Off your pop, Mark. G'day to all the WA listeners out there.
You'll be happy to go to WA now on a holiday, now that you've gone.
Look, I've signed again with the Sixers, and a bit like, you know, how the Blues don't get it when they play Origin against Queensland. That's a takeaway line. I'll tell you what, Sock just doesn't get it when he plays in Perth. I get smashed. We get flogged every time I go there, and I'll say it again. Just give him the 2 points, save the flights, go and have a little indoor session, have a few brewskis and team bonding, and hopefully you get a home final and we can dust him in Sydney like we always do.
Hey, Rob, I want your thoughts on this comment. This comes from Perth Kiwi. He said, you're all over the shop today, Sugar. One second you say Freddie's two best players are playing a different game. One's playing chess and the other's playing Sudoku. I didn't say Sudoku. I said pinball, actually. Pinball. And then he said, then you want to give him a 10-year deal. I do think, Perth Kiwi, that, and it's not just about what happens on the field, and I do believe in him in that anyway, but I think what Freddie and Billy bring to the stage, on and off the field, look, who could honestly do a better job than Freddie with the interest and the access? And Freddie was calling Origin, people were crossing to him during the game. Who else would do that?
Joel, you've had such a busy week. I think you need a Bex and a lie down.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to cap your week off. But, Joel, I've got two more things.
Right. We'll see about that. Yeah, go on.
I cannot believe we have an Australian cricketer in this studio and not one of your callers has asked what his thoughts on the Ashes are. Now, what do you reckon, Socky? What's the scoreline going to be in the Ashes?
Look, I think there's going to be a result each game, and I'll keep it short, Rob, 3-2. I think this Test Championship against India is a bit of a ICC waste of time, and I say that with the utmost respect. India's flogged us at home. They've flogged us away from home, but, yeah, we get to play them in a one-off game in the UK to decide who's number one. But the way that England are playing cricket at the moment is exciting. I think there'll be a lot of people tuning in and watching. And if you have to listen, listen to SEN. It'll be Jared Waitley and Adam Collins, who are great callers. So I think it'll be close. I'm going to say 3-2, Australia.
Okay. No draws.
I think Harry Brooks got to find out what Test cricket's like when he faces Stark, Cummings, Hazelwood, and Lyon. That'd be a different scenario, I think.
I do agree. They're thumping Ireland as we speak at the moment, making plenty of runs, so they're in good form. Yep. But it will be against the best bowling attack, arguably in the world, if they are to pull off baseball.
I've got a tip for you tomorrow too, boys.
Okay, Robbie, let's go. What do you got?
In the Queensland Oaks. It's called Secure a Girl. Opie Bossom's on it. And a good third to Fireburn Master in the Oaks. And unfortunately, because he's a New Zealander, he's drawn the car park in Barrier 20. Secure a Girl in the Oaks. I don't know. You know it, Joel?
Not so well, Rob, to be honest with you. No, not so well.
Okay. Play the Oscars music on me now. Have a good weekend.
Actually, we do need to get to the news. We need to play the Oscar music on ourselves. Where's this one? Hey, boys, is there a podcast of the biased State of Origin calls? Says Chili Dog in Brisbane. We do have Play of the Day, but tourists?
No, we don't at the moment, no.
No.
It's something we'll work on. We'll hopefully have it for the next time, but no, not this call.
Okay.
Who wants that anyway? No one wants to listen to tomorrow.
Well, Chili Dog Brisbane, apparently. Sock, I couldn't agree more on Mark McLeown, on par with the A-grade we have here in Victoria, says Craig in Melbourne. And the final one to take us to a break, Mitch from Robinson says, just give Sock the power bank for that on Mark McGowan. The laugh, it says. Yes, there you go. Good on you, son. 1300 01 1170, the run home with Joel and Socky. Yeah, the call board is firing up once again. Hyundai Tucson and Anytime Fitness, we appreciate their support here on the run home with Joel and Fletch. Let's go to line two, Rooster Ash from Liverpool. Hello, Rooster Ash.
Hello, buddy. How are you?
Going all right. You sound a bit forlorn.
Yeah, mate. I keep watching bits and pieces of the State of Origin from the other night, and I for the life of me, I don't know why we play it in another state. It's got nothing to do with it. It's just like that the Western Australian Kiwi. Couldn't be further away from rugby league. I mean, you know, we want passion in New South Wales. And to stop wearing a blue jumper and playing like pansies. But we don't have to go out there and knock their heads off. We've only got to go out there and play to our potential. I think we've got the better side on paper and on football ability. That's simple.
Yeah, you're probably right. And I still reckon we're right in this, Rooster Ash. I really do. When I say we are broadcasting throughout Australia and other places, but I do believe New South Wales have well and truly got it covered. Let's go to line three. Rooster Ash makes a very good point. Dwayne from Manly is there. G'day, Dwayne.
Hey, boys, how are you?
Good, Dwayne. What do you got, mate?
I love your show. I'm a school teacher, so I'm straight out the door every afternoon into the car so I can listen in. Coming in from a different angle.
Yep.
The fact that the NRL is a lopsided and that not every team plays each other the same number of times. So if you look at last year's competition, Cronulla finished second because they had a fairly easy draw. And it's just, in my eyes, not a fair comp. Even Nicho Hynes winning the Dally M last year, you know, he doesn't play the same number of, gets more easy games than some of the harder games, therefore gets the Dally M, puts him in the limelight for selection for Origin. I reckon that's just bit him on the bum a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. I tell you, Socky, just on the equality of the draw, and it'll never happen in Australia. We're talking with Bozza the other day and Dwayne. We don't have promotion relegation. What I would love to see, and I don't know if it would be logistically possible, maybe it would be, is play everyone once, then you break for Origin, and then you have the top eight go away and play each other, which builds blockbusters, right? And then there may be only one or two spots up from the bottom draw to come up into the top draw. So all the bottom teams...
Wild card entry from the bottom.
So the top teams would all keep their sort of points, and the ones down the bottom would start playing each other to vie for what you'd call a wild card. So therefore, the dead rubbers would almost be gone. A lot of dead rubbers would be gone. And we've got all these big top, you know, massive games towards the end of the year, and we've got something to play for. But what it gives you is it's equality. It's total equality come semi-finals, where every team has been presented the same teams in their scenario. Yes, the teams at the bottom have an easier run at the back end, but they're flirting with missing out on the eight, as there may be one spot. But that's something I'd consider. Dwayne, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I reckon that's a media's dream, promoter's dream. Fans would love it. So, yeah, I reckon it'd be great.
Maybe not logistically possible. I don't know. It might be in the too hard basket. But anyway, good on you, Dwayne. 1300 01 1170. This is The Run Home. Joel and Sock in the chair today on this Friday. The Run Home with Joel and Sock on your Friday. All thanks to Hyundai Tucson. Anytime Fitness, have your say. And you're having your say, that's for sure. The text line. We haven't read out a text hardly so far. We must get to those. Good afternoon, all. New South Wales team is one of the best, as is. You lot have only needed to include Latrell. Stop all the white noise and speculation. It's just paper rattle, but it won't happen, which makes me happy. Regards, Rory from Bitterbarba, from Queensland. From Bitterbarba, up there in Queensland. Where's Bitterbarba?
I'm going to go have a look on Google
Maps. Right. Let us know where you're listening, Rory. Where is Bitterbarba? 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say, Sockman.
Yeah. I'm just trying to work out Bitterbarba. Is it just a bit of Dubbo? Just a small part, small town? But it's in Queensland, isn't it?
Bitterbarba, yeah.
I like that.
But we appreciate your company. Sugar and Sock, what is the bloody point of having... what's he talking about?
Bloody point of having same A-grade driving show on 99% of the SEN app stations. The neutral origin call was only on SENZ and the Blues and the slack-jawed yokel calls.
That says Rooster Muzz. Rooster. Hi, boys. Every Panther player should... Here we go. Yeah. So this is what we're talking about. We were so close to winning this thing. Hi, boys. Every Panther player should be dumped from State of Origin. Give them a better chance of knocking those South Sydney guys out of another prelim and getting the three-peat, says Dirty Flamingo. You know what's crazy about Penrith, Sock? This is their fourth season. So that they lost in that grand final where they gave a big lead away, chased them home, but just fell short in the dying stages. Then they win the two in a row. Mm. And so they come back up for a fourth season. So you think, surely it's all going to end soon. Their last 4 weeks, the Panthers, they've conceded 5 tries.
Yeah, red hot.
That's crazy, isn't it? Mm. So crazy. Sugar, just on crossing to Freddie and Comtry, I love it. But when Carrigan, I think he's talking about, or Gilbert, was shifted to centre. No, it wasn't Gilbert. Gilbert was off. It was it Benny Hunt and Fifita, I think you'll find.
Yep.
And Freddie was asked if they New South Wales should target him. Freddie said he would. With Cam Smith in the commentary box, is that something that Smith would then immediately reply to Billy? Or, okay, I know what he's saying. So if they're speaking to Freddie about a possible sort of... tactic, so to speak.
And ask what Billy thinks of that.
Look, to be honest with you, if Cameron Smith's in the box and he's trying to relay to Billy, Billy's so in the game, I don't think that would be at all a consideration.
Yeah. No, I think what media broadcasters are trying to do is get in behind. They called it in cricket, you know, get to know the person behind or underneath the helmet. So they want as much access as possible. It's one thing I do admire from Freddie, but however, it is in the heat of the moment when you're trying to call plays and get it all done that you're going to get that much access from coaches, and it's got to be off-putting as well.
It was an interesting one because you had a lot of people blowing up that Cam Smith was in the comm box at halftime.
Mm.
And I think Joey Johns was in the sheds at some stage.
Yeah.
So it was a bit 15-all there. But yeah, we're starting to get this interaction, this interactive game where you've got a commentary team who have people on both sides of the fence, and then you're crossing live into the comm box to speak to the head coaches. Like you see in a lot of other sports, they pre-record it or they do it at halftime. You're not actually getting this live interaction. And then you've got those people going into the sheds at halftime and talking to the players.
It's awesome.
It's very interesting. Yeah, and it's Origin. So it's not like it's a competition like a league or anything like that. This is a spectacle. You saw nearly 4 million people watched it or whatever it was. It was ridiculous numbers again. 3 million, sorry. Mm. But you know, people love it. And you can tell by the last 2 days with all the calls and the texts that we've got from here and Queensland and New Zealand and Perth and Adelaide, like people are getting around it.
We've all met a coach at junior sport who just has every answer, right? They're the most dangerous coaches. They're never going to learn. They know everything. They won't listen to anyone who's had success or otherwise. If I was coaching a team, and I'm sure they probably do that, NRL level or State of Origin, I would have one of my staff listening in to the commentary team purely because, mate, the amount of IQ, rugby league IQ, in that commentary box. So in the instance where, you know, if Cameron Smith comes up with an idea or whatever, they can actually add to it. And if one of my staff says, oh, they've actually suggested they're going to do this or the other, well, it has to add to your coaching.
They do it with cricket. So the cricket, you watch at Lord's and you'll see during this test series, they hand to the punters in the crowd and they'll hang it off their ear. So I think you buy it for £5 or whatever and you can listen to the broadcast. Yep. Now, Darren Lehman would listen pretty consistently on because IQ...
As the coach, he would listen.
As the coach, he would listen when he's with the Australian test team. You'd have Shane Warne, Nasser Hussain, Mike Atherton, some of the greatest cricket brains ever, and he would listen in. So it's almost like, what are you seeing that I'm not? Yeah. And they're watching replays and highlights and things that you probably don't have access to. The players don't like listening to it because it's generally, you know, they're trying to zone in and focus in. But the coaches, you'll find, will sit, or the 12th men will sit and listen. And it's more to your point.
This happens in the NFL as well because some of the best pundits are some of the former players. And they'll notice things like penalties or missed calls on the broadcast. Oh, I would challenge that if I was you, says Tony Romo.
Yep.
And then they have somebody listening from the teams to go, Tony Romo thinks that was a penalty. He's usually right. Challenge it.
So mate, this is only a little touching. And this is a... Mate, couldn't believe it. So we had won this state cup thing. And different age groups, there's different things you need to do. I said, mate, listen, I don't want to interfere, but if you want anything from what we did, obviously you learn so much on the run. I'm happy to give you the lot. Just ask me. You don't have to go and make the same mistakes that I did to get to where we got to. You know what he said? He said, hey, champ, you worry about your team. I worry about mine. And I'm like... Oh, these poor kids. Like, they've got somebody here who, he's got all the answers, you know. And we had a success. We won the bloody state cup. And even with doing that, we made all those mistakes. So here's a solution that you don't need to make the same bloody mistakes I did, and you can shortcut your time. You worry about your team champ, and I worry about mine. I'm thinking, the poor kids. Well, and guess what? They did nothing. Anyway, 1300 01 1170, the run home with Joel and Sock. Welcome back to the best of... It's not the best of the run home with Joel. I'm so used to doing those links. It's been a long week, mate. It's been a long couple of weeks.
Oh, no, as Mark McGowan.
But we have clarification on our little suburb here, which we appreciate. Yeah. That Peach has dialed in. Many other people have dialed in for Rory. Bit of Darba.
Got it. Nailed it. Near Bow Desert.
Near Canungra. On the way to Bow Desert. So there you go. There you go. 1300 01 1170 is the way to say. How are you holding up, Socky?
As I said, I was excited to come in today. I had a few personal issues yesterday, which was solved. And I'm excited to come in.
And you've got tomorrow off.
And tomorrow off, which will be good. I've got a good dinner on tonight. And this, I've never seen the message board light up like this. So we're going to be entertained.
Yep.
We need three. We go for three. We need 4 hours, I think, to cover it.
That's right. So tell me this. Can you reveal to our listener... as Fletch likes to call them, singular.
Yeah, listener.
Can you reveal who you're dining with tonight?
Right, okay, so I'm brucing here. The lovely Lexi Cartwright, and it will be the one and only Jake Trbojevic.
So what would he say about the Blues?
Yeah. Oh, but you know, guys, they just tried their best, you know. You can't help losing, and I think they're doing their real best out there, and I'm sure they'll turn around if they don't. It doesn't matter because I know they're just doing their best.
You're too good, Socky. The run home with Joel and Sock on your Friday. Plenty more still to come, but you make the show. Keep the texts coming in. Keep the calls coming through. We're reading every single one of them. We just can't read them all out, but we're going to get to them very, very shortly.